That's how you start off a Sunday night. Chilly Sunday night down here in Duval County, Florida. I'm your boy, Jit Chronicles. Welcome to a special episode of Ground Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? Great, amazing show tonight. I have a very special lady from the Ground Hard Radio Network that I will be interviewing, Miss Sade Champagne. She is an artist, a performer, inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, radio personality, and so much more, you know. So we're going to chop it up with her. I'm going to get up in her business a little bit, see what she's talking about, see what she got, some new upcoming projects and all that good stuff, you know. So if y'all want to join the conversation and ask Miss Champagne some questions, you can definitely do that. 323-693-3043. All you have to do is press 1 to stream live. You know, I'm going to throw on a track before Miss Sade Limo pull up. So I'm going to throw on another track. Throwback type of vibe, Sunday type of vibe. Evelyn Champagne King with Love Come Down. Keep it locked, Ground Hard Radio. Man, I love that track. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Get your groove on this Sunday. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so we're going to get right into this interview because I can't wait. You understand? She's a very special woman to this network. Once again, she's an artist, performer, inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, radio personality. And that's only half of the list. You understand what I'm saying? That's only half of the list. And when you ask her to pray for you, she would definitely do that. So please give a warm welcome for your girl, the infallible Miss Sade Champagne.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? I'm so excited. I think I'm a little more excited than you.
I'm really excited. You were playing a song by the lady I was named after, Evelyn Champagne King, and she just found out about a year ago that I was named after her, and she's really honored and excited about that.
Now, that's amazing, and that's the reason why I played that track. I remember you telling me that in one of our conversations, so I thought that would be a nice little nod to you. But welcome, sis. I'm so happy
Thank
that you're
you.
Here tonight.
Me too.
Definitely.
I'm enjoying this.
That's definitely what's up. All right, so Ms. Shade, you know me. I'm ready to get up in your business a little bit, so we're going to kick off this interview, right? If y'all have any questions to our listeners out there, y'all can definitely hit us up and join the conversation as well. That's 323-693-3043. All you have to do is press 1 to stream to talk to Ms. Shade Champagne. I'm going to start off, sis, with this first question because I wanted to ask you, how did you get your start in the entertainment business? You know, take me back to that place, you know, when you just knew, like, this is something that I want to do.
Well, I share this story often a lot on Sade Champagne's show and now my new show, Spirit and Soul, which both are on the amazing Grindhard Radio Network. But I knew ever since I was a little girl that I wanted to do this. I had dreams and visions that I was going to be doing the things that I'm doing today and also the things I'll be doing in the future. So I just knew at a very young age. And I would say that I got my big start, or as far as doing it every single day, when I moved from Florida to California and I went to Pacifica High School in Oxnard. Shout out to Pacifica. I was a part of the first full graduating class, and it at the time was a performing arts magnet. So I could do singing, dancing, and acting every single day, and that really helped to train me and help me to build a lot of skills.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Was there any person or a specific thing that inspired you or influenced you?
I had many different people. You know, two of my biggest inspirations are Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because I always knew that even though I love performing and entertaining and being in front of the camera and on the stage, I knew that the time would always come that I would enjoy just as much as being behind the scenes and also, you know, helping the production aspect and the visual aspect as well.
Oh, that's amazing. That's definitely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I can say about you, Sade, you are so encouraging. You're always spewing out positivity. And I'm going to just be honest, since this is an exclusive interview with you. You know, we are in a business that at times can be cutthroat. I want to know, and this is a personal question for myself, how do you stay or how do you remain so humble and so positive with all the challenges that this industry brings?
Honestly, I really think it has a lot to do with my faith and with my mentors, and I have wonderful friends and family around me who always believe in me and support me, you know, because I feel there was a time, like I remember probably around 2008 and maybe even a couple of years after that, when I would have like auditions. For example, I auditioned for this show called High School Musical Get in the Picture. It was right after High School Musical 2 came out, and they were doing a show on ABC and Disney that was going to be hosted by Nick Lachey. And I auditioned for the show. I ended up making it to the callback. I went to the producers,
wow.
You know, and I got to sing for them, and they were like really amazed by my voice and by my gymnastics skills. But I didn't make it to the next round, and I remember just crying, and it was just so hard, you know what I mean, and so disappointing. And this is at the time when I still auditioned for those types of shows, you know what I mean. But it's like I feel like when you go through discouraging times, especially when it comes to your dreams and aspirations, if you continue to move forward and continue to stay true to who you are, I believe it actually is really powerful and it makes you stronger, because then you're unstoppable. You're like, well, I already failed. Well, people already told me no. Already this happened, you know, so you just keep going. So I feel like I said, between, you know, with having my faith and wonderful mentors and amazing family and friends, and also, you know, experience, because it just takes time. You know what I mean? It's like you realize it's a part of it. Most of the people we're really inspired by, they had so many quote-unquote failures before they ever, like Kevin Hart, people don't understand how many failed TV shows and how many movies that were bootlegs and things before he was what we see today.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. All right, so let's switch tones a little bit, since we're talking about positivity and inspirational stuff. You know, how did it come about for you to be an inspirational speaker? And I want to ask you this, Shade, do you get nervous before you go on stage sometimes?
Well, I feel like I get butterflies. Like, I get really excited, and you hope that things are going to go well because you think, oh, what if you hope this with the Shonda is going to go well, or you hope this is going to, you know. But then I just remember that, you know, this is a part of who I am, and that this comes, you know, it's like second nature to me, and I practiced and rehearsed a lot ever since I was a little girl. And so you just go for it, you know what I mean? And like I said, you realize even if whatever the worst case scenario is, we're still going to live to see another day.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that makes it a lot easier. And I would say I got into inspirational speaking back when I was in high school. I was in one of, for being in performing arts every single day, I was in choir. And so I remember being in choir, and we would get ready for the solo concerts, and I was in the advanced choir. And there was a lot of other students who would be really nervous to perform on stage, and I would be meeting with them. And this is where my artist development and mentoring started as well. I would meet with them before school, after school, during lunch breaks, and I would encourage them and let them know that they could do it, and I believed in them, and I would help them to get ready for their performance and help them to build confidence. So I would say it started for me in high school.
Okay, that's definitely what's up. And that definitely leads me into my next question, the Power of the Dream Tour. I just love that name alone. Sis, can you tell the folks how that all started and some of the things that y'all cover on that tour?
Yeah, well, the Power of the Dream Tour is an amazing dream that has come true, and I see it like in the sense of Justin Bieber's Believe Tour, where he doesn't always perform on tour, but he just continuously picks up dates. Like, that tour has been going on for years, you know what I mean? And so my Power of a Dream Tour has been going on since the summer of 2014. And so I literally remember sitting with one of my best friends, Lisa, who's also on the Sade Champagne Show, and we were talking. You know, every time I could have the craziest dreams. I could be like, we're going to go to the moon and we're going to do this. And she'd say, all right, let's go for it. And so I remember just telling her, you know, we're sitting, we're talking. I was like, it would be so cool as we're working on new music for us to start traveling around and doing some performances. And we could, you know, I think we could start some kind of tour. You know, I was like, I don't know when it's going to be, maybe in the next, you know, the tour at the end of the year, you know, but I think it's something we could do. And she goes, well, you know how you just put on that big music festival and you did it in like 3 months and it was amazing? And I said, yes. She goes, that's what I want you to do with this tour. She goes, I don't want to wait to do it. And so we launched it on July 25th, 2014. We had 30 dates already I booked for our summer tour. And then we just continued to go on through there. And we've been able to travel to many different counties and cities in our state in California. And I believe that this year we're going to be able to travel, you know, outside of California and hopefully around the nation and other countries one day. And the basis of the tour is we're all solo artists who come together and we perform a variety show. So it's singing, dancing, inspirational speaking, oftentimes instruments. We have beatboxing, hip hop, and we use our performing arts and music and creativity to encourage people and remind them that they're loved, that they're valuable, that we believe in them, how to overcome challenges, how to live your dreams. For when we work with students or kids, how to do well in school, how to live a healthier lifestyle, have healthier relationships. And so it's been pretty exciting. We perform from elementary students all the way up to senior citizens because we believe everyone needs encouragement.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And sis, for anybody that wants to know more details or information, might want to come to one of the shows, can you throw that information out there for the folks?
Yes, you can just go to my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, my music page, and look under events, and that's where I have my whole full schedule. And if you want to book us for anything, you know, whether it be for singing, dancing, inspirational speaking, workshops, mentoring, etc., you know, event planning, you just email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Y'all heard it here first, you know, make sure y'all check that out. Sis, before we take our first break, because you know we got to pay some bills, I just wanted to say to the callers out there, if you have any questions for Ms. Sade Champagne, make sure you press 1. You got to press 1. We all got a little segment coming up where we're going to have all y'all to be able to come on and ask Ms. Sade y'all questions and all that good stuff. Before we go to the commercial break, my last question would probably be, what advice would you give, not just to a young lady, but to anybody that might want to do some of the things that you are doing in getting into this industry? Like, what would you tell that person?
Well, I want to say this in response to a part of my last question too. With my tour, we started that with literally zero budget. And so I don't want people to think that you have to wait until you have a lot of money or you have a lot of education or you have a lot of something in order to move forward in your dream. I believe that we are so rich in opportunities. We're rich in dreams. We're rich in our minds and our hearts. We're rich in people around us who love us. So I would encourage people to first think about what you're passionate about and what you desire to do, and think about what you have in your hands right now. Because sometimes there's dreams I've had for years and years in my heart that have not manifested into the natural yet because there didn't seem to be an open door for that. But guess
right.
what? There's other dreams I have that there was an open door to it. And so think about what you have in your hands right now, even from the smallest to the little thing. And I tell people it only starts few minutes a day. You will be surprised at how your life could change in 3 minutes a day if you allow yourself to move in your passion. 3 minutes a day. Everyone has 3 minutes a day.
Absolutely. That's good advice.
The more you're enjoying it, and the more, you know, and the more you're seeing yourself grow and accelerate, the longer you're going to want to do it. And before you know it, you'll be moving forward in those passions, and you'll be like, you'll look up and say, man, I started this tour with $0, and look how we're here now, performed hundreds of shows later, and soon to be almost in front of 100,000 people, you know?
That's
so
amazing.
Anything is possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. That's amazing. And that's very good advice. I want y'all to keep it locked. It's Jit Chronicles one-on-one interview with Ms. Sade Champagne. The next track up is Brit Nicole featuring Lecrae with Ready or Not. Ground Hard Radio, let's get it.
Brit, Cray, Ready or Not. Yeah. Let's go.
Shine.
Some soul to it. I like it. I love it. That's what's up. Grab Hard Radio special episode. I'm Jit Chronicles in the building, live with Miss Sade Champagne. I'm all up in her business. Call us. We have a segment coming up real soon where we're going to allow y'all to ask Sade some questions, but we're going to jump back into this interview. And Sade, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but Grind Hard Radio Network, with the exception of Grind Hard Radio, all the shows are ran by powerful women. We got your show, your mm-hmm. two shows, Sade Champagne Show and Spirit and Soul. We got the mm-hmm. Radio Divas, and we got mm-hmm. Grown Folks Business with Miss Tweety B. So that's a little mm-hmm. trivia for you, sis. You know, that's an amazing wow. thing. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow. Well, that's what I love. One of the things, many things I love about Grind Hard Radio is that you are always about empowering women and empowering people in general.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is going to bring me to this question, because Sade, when I first met you, you did Radio Divas for a couple of seasons. I want to know mm-hmm. what was your experience like being on a show, and I know you're on a show with a panel now, but being on a panel with all female and different personalities, what was that experience mm-hmm. like?
Well, I definitely really enjoyed being on Radio Divas. I think it was a wonderful experience for me. I grew a lot. I feel like it was definitely stretching for me and challenging in the sense of being on a panel with people who have, like, for example, on my show, obviously everyone is different, you know, and we're not all exactly the same. But because it's my show, I can tailor it with the type of content and how I want things to be specific towards my audience and what the image and the message that I want to share. You know what I mean? And so everyone that's on my cast, we have very similar vision. But then when you're on a show like Radio Divas, it empowers you and it challenges you to be around people who think very differently than you and who see things in a different perspective. And so I feel like it was a really wonderful growing lesson for me, you know, because the world is not only going to be with people who are like you. You have to, you know what it's like to work with people who are from different backgrounds and to see how you can value, respect, and love one another. And those women were incredible. I really enjoyed working with them. I feel like they taught me a lot. And like I said, I was able to grow in many different ways. And so I really enjoyed the experience. And I think it was great and opened me up for my own shows that I'm doing now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Miss Erica Arthur told me to give you her best, you know, so she wanted to shout
Aww.
You out.
Yay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, so Sade, take us to the Sade Champagne Show, blockbuster show for the Grind Hard Radio Network. One of the highest rated shows on the network. What's that experience wow. like with that show? And what are some of the challenges you face?
Yeah. Well, first we'll start with the challenges. Oh my goodness, like it's a lot because, you know, I already do a lot of things behind the scenes anyway, you know, so I'm used to, you know, I'm hosting, directing, producing, coming up with different types of content. But this has been a totally new lane for me because I wasn't used to doing this with radio. You know, I had a couple opportunities, you know, to do it on Radio Divas, but it's like when you have your own show and with the way that how I create and how I process and work through things, it's like, man, this is a lot of responsibility. But I learned the same way I do with all my other tasks and what I enjoy. You take it in small bites and you do it one step at a time, you know, as
Absolutely.
Opposed to it doesn't feel too overwhelming. So that had been, you know, some of the challenges, and obviously also wanting to book a lot of guests in advance and learning how to improvise if people are not able to come on at that specific time. And, you know, and also, like I said, gathering my cast together and helping them to feel comfortable, because this was brand new for them as well, you know, even though they really enjoyed it. And this is what dream come true for them too. And, mm-hmm. but the experience has been so amazing. You know, this is, a lot of people don't know this, but I posted about this recently. It's been my dream for over 5 years now to have my own radio show. Over 5 years now. I remember literally having a picture, like where I'd written this down and I saved the picture. I remember doing research about it and I saved like the files where I remember researching about this. But at the time, there wasn't an opportunity open for me to be able to have my own radio show. So I had carried that dream deep in my heart and just allowed it to continue to marinate and grow. And so to see, fast forward now and see that I'm living this dream has been wonderful. We've been able to have so many phenomenal celebrity guests and influential people on the show, from VH1, Disney, Nickelodeon, you know, movies, YouTube, you know, philanthropists, you name it, and who have been great supporters of mine. And it's just been a wonderful opportunity. And I'm excited for the next season that we're going to launch in April. And that's season 3 of Sade Champagne Show. I'm bringing in 3 new castmates who are going to be sharing segments on hair care and also a segment on sports and tying that into real life situations and bringing motivation from that. And so, and I'm going to be bringing even more celebrity guests than ever. My expectations are really high, and that's the way I believe in dreaming. You know, what's that famous quote says? You know, reach for the moon, and even if you don't, you'll land among the stars.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah.
That's real. So, Sade, yeah. You say season 3 of the Sade Champagne Show starts in April.
Yes.
All right. Make sure y'all keep it locked. Only on the Ground Hard Radio Network. Okay, so, sis, talk to me a little bit about your new show that just premiered last week. Spirit mm-hmm. and Soul with Sade Champagne.
Yes, Spirit and Soul is another love project that, you know, I've had on my heart for some time. And it's a 13-episode season is what we're starting with, Spirit and Soul. And this entire season or this entire show is based on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. This is a very, you know, Sade Champagne Show is pretty vulnerable and transparent as well. But this show is extra vulnerable and transparent. Like, I'm really sharing a lot from my life and what I've been through. I'm sharing about what I believe and why I believe this way, sharing stories and testimonies from my life. I'm bringing in my favorite mentor, like my own mentors and my favorite speakers and authors. And we're talking about a lot of things that people don't feel comfortable talking about in traditional church or religious backgrounds. And we're keeping it all the way, all the way real. Like, we talk about things like anxiety, fear, depression, living your dreams, relationships, body image, food, fitness, health, all different types of things that I honestly don't believe people have healthy, a lot of people don't have healthy perspectives on. And so I want to be able to help them, you know, receive encouragement, receive freedom to be themselves and see that we don't have to just cope in life. We don't have to just manage, but I believe that God created us to overcome and to conquer. So I've been
Absolutely.
Really enjoying it. I've got a lot of great feedback from fans and supporters in Argentina and Canada and Africa and, of course, all over California and America.
Well, you kicking down doors, darling. I must say that. I mean, you kicking them
Thank
down,
you.
You opening them, you are doing your thing. And, Sade, can you let the folks know when Spirit and Soul airs on the network?
Yes, so Spirit and Soul airs Monday nights from 6 to 7-ish p.m. Pacific time. And so if you are on the East Coast, it's going to be either 8 to 10 or 9 to 11. I mean, 8 to 9 or 9 to 10. And so it's 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I give away amazing gifts every single episode. Like this week, I'm giving away some organic coffee and products from Coffee Bean. So if you love coffee and caffeine, but you know it's expensive to pay for it, you can have a chance to win it tomorrow on my show.
Well, you know what? I might call in because I love my coffee. I got to have my coffee in the morning, you know, so... Get my day going. That's what's up. All right, so let's switch gears. And you can definitely check out Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on the Ground Hard Radio Network. We're going to switch gears a little bit. Now, I'm going to get a little deep in your business, Sade, because folks want to know this. Is Sade Champagne single?
Yes, I am. Very
single. And we're going to leave it. Very single. We're going to leave it like that.
I can go loop because I know these are questions I get asked all the time, or I can see it in people's eyes. They want to ask me. Yes, I'm very single and not really ready to mingle. And it's not that I totally cut myself off from it. It's just I believe for me that relationships would have to, you know, it'd have to be a very healthy one and know that it's going to be something I really want. Because as we know, a lot of people's lives and their dreams get hindered and altered because of unhealthy relationships, especially when it comes to romance. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I feel like it would have to be someone whom I really connect with and we're going in the same direction, and that would make me want to feel like, okay, and you know, that I can take some time out of my life to be able to invest in this person and invest in a relationship, you know, and then obviously I would do the same for him as well. But if not, I'm not just like, hey, let's do something.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, I had to get that question in. We are going to take it to the phone lines. If y'all have any questions, make sure you press 1. First call of the night, 540 is your area code. Your last 4 digits is 5971. You're live on Ground Hard Radio with Sade Champagne. Who we got?
You got the great Dawood, Jet. And how you
What's
doing?
What's going on, brother? Bro?
Man, I had a call of this segment. I'll be real. I had a call of this segment. What for you? I already know who Champagne is, right? And I had
you had
posted one of her posters, and you always say her name on the show. So I'm like, let me check her out. And I have seen a video she had, and she was speaking with another white woman. She was beside a white woman. She has different type of variety of people. I ain't gonna lie, she's right about that. And she was very inspirational to me. And I'm a man, but you were speaking to the ladies. You know, you were speaking to the women, and you was telling the women how powerful they are, and how inspirational they are, and how important they are. You know, and that opened my eyes to you, you know, and I want to salute you to that. I want to salute, I got questions, but I just want to say this real quick. I want to salute Jet Chronicles because he's right in the back. If it wasn't for the ladies, I wouldn't know nothing about the underground radio at all. And I can name them all. You know, Tweety Bird, Queen T, Lady Irene, Angel Works. All of them. He's right. The women, it's a lot of powerful women with this underground. And he's exactly right. He hit that on point, my brother. And that's the truth.
I appreciate that.
I can verify that. But my question to you is, you know, because Jet hit a lot of questions, right? But I just want to know who was your leaders in your life that wanted to give you these ideas to do this, you know, to inspire women. And that, you know, that's my question. You know, who was in your life that gave you the inspiration to do what you wanted to do? You know what I mean? And that's my question.
Definitely. Well, first, I want to thank you so much for your comments. I really appreciate it. And I'm also thankful for you that you were inspired and enjoyed my video that I posted. You know, I love being able to encourage people, and it's just from the overflow of my heart. And just to let you know, that was the video I'm sure you're talking about was with Veronica, and she's not white. She is Hispanic and Middle Eastern.
I'm just going by the skin color. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah, so to answer your question, too, I honestly, as I was sharing with Jit, I feel that my faith is what really inspires me, so I would say God, and also my mentors inspire me a lot. But really, honestly, a lot of the ideas and dreams that I have, they just come from God and come from me, that he gives me in my heart. And I just say, okay, let's go for it, you know. And I really feel that even though I sound so unique to people and so different, I feel that I'm honestly just a reflection of what a human being can experience when they're not driven by fear and they're not driven by other people's negativity, criticism, and opinions. You know what I mean? Because I feel like everyone has dreams. Everyone has dreams. Everyone has visions. People want to do amazing things in this world, but because of their circumstances, life experiences, because of other people's negativity and fear, that clouds a lot of us. You know what I mean? And so that makes people feel like, well, that could never be me. But I'm like, no, I believe it's in every single one of us, you know? Like, when you see a human being that's not driven by fear, that's not weighed down by other people's negativity and by what they've been through in their life, they can do anything, and they can dream anything, and they can have any type of ideas that will make a great impact.
Yes, yes, and that's a beautiful answer, and I appreciate that, because, you know, I tagged some ladies I know, and I want to, you know, I got a lot of, you know, I want to see your friend request, because, you know, you got 5,000 followers, me too. So it's like, you know, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, you know, just for Ground Hard Radio, because I'm a great supporter of Ground Hard. When I start seeing your posts, I'm going to post and I'm going to tag a lot of my female friends, because you're proud of my city. I'm from D.C. You know, that's my city. I love D.C. to the fullest. I represent it. And if you ever get a chance, please come to D.C. I think a lot of my female friends need to hear you. And you know, Howard University, you know, Howard University, Georgetown, they do segments. They do summaries. And you can go there and you can speak. They will let you speak. You know, and a lot of females in my city, man, they just need the inspiration. They don't have the inspiration with women like you. You know, they really don't. You know, they know what's happening. They lost. You know.
Yeah.
And I think the way you speak, that you will inspire a lot of my female friends and let them know how important they are. You know, and that's why I tagged a few of my female friends before they could tune into the show. So hopefully they did. If they didn't, that's their loss. You know, but you will really change a lot of women's lives in the way they think. You know?
Wow.
And Yeah, so I just want to let you know that. And I ain't going to talk too long because I know he got other callers. But, you know, I thank you. And I thank you, too,
thank
Brother
you.
Jack, because you're a sharp brother, man. It's good to have this segment right here. You know, because there ain't no radio station doing nothing inspirational, you know, that I deal with. You know, and I think a lot of shows need to do that. Have at least one show to somebody speak to some inspiration. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, you know, that's my opinion, Jeff. And I want to get some shout outs while I go, because I don't want to be on, because I talk a lot.
Yeah, go ahead and get your shout outs real quick so we can get to the next
one. Yeah, I'm going
to
get my shout outs out. I just want to shout out Tweety B and apologize to her. I missed her last show. I had to work. It was snowing. I had to do a lot of snowing. So, you know, that's why I missed that last episode. So I apologize to her. I just want to salute to all my family and friends. I like everyone to follow Dawu's hip hop page, keeping hip hop alive for the streets. You can do that too, Ms. Champagne, and share all your events and everything. And I tweet it out and do all that for you.
Well, please make sure you message me.
I want
me.
People to hear you. I ain't gonna
yeah,
lie.
if you message me, please, then we can stay in contact, and I can see how I can stay updated with your page as well.
Okay, and I appreciate it. All your events, your videos, do all that, because I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of followers. And I know I got a lot of Christian females as my friends, too, you know. So they'll definitely love what you say. And thank you. And I just want to shout out to my city, Washington, D.C. You know, God is good. Everybody love each other. You know, all lives matter, you know. And that's it. And follow me on Twitter, DAWD7774, Instagram, Reverb Nation, all that. And God is good. I thank you for clicking me in, Jet.
Always good, brother. Thank you for calling,
Dawu. I'm staying tuned in, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And God is good all the time. We're going to take it to the next phone call, next caller. 470 is your area code. Your last four digits is 1732. You're live on Ground Hard Radio with Ms. Sade Champagne. Who we got?
What's going on? This Clear J official.
Clear J, what's good with you, man?
Not much, man. How you doing, man? Hey, Ms. Champagne, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm chopping
doing
it up.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Thank you for
what
calling.
What you were saying, Jim? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, brother.
No, I was just going to ask, did you have any questions for Sade?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Ms. Sade, I noticed that, you're a very spiritual woman.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, just listening to the conversation that you're having here. What I want to know, and hopefully the rest of the people want to know, is how much does you delving into your spirituality actually help influence your perception of success from the present and your future?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. I feel that because of my spirituality and my faith, I feel that I definitely view success differently than many people do, you know, because I am an entrepreneur as well, but I don't put a lot of pressure on myself like we normally would see in our society through a lot of entrepreneurs, businesses, and even motivational speakers. Sometimes I kind of struggle with calling myself a motivational speaker. I usually say I'm more of a great inspirational speaker, because I feel that honestly, whatever success that people desire to see or whatever they want to see in their life, it's all going to have to start from the heart. Everything starts from within a person, as opposed to if you just, people only think, this is what's going to make me happy. This is what's going to make me successful. And then they get those things and they're still not happy, because we realize I believe that true happiness starts from within a person.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I was asking, because I noticed that a lot today that people are losing the connection to spirituality, the base of spirituality. And, you know, I was just wondering, in your case, like, how does it affect you and, you know what I'm saying, basically help you grow? Because, you know, what you're doing could be an inspiration to other people and let them know that you actually need that spirituality on your side. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I feel like I said, it's the core of who I am, and I believe that's why I'm able to have such a clear mentality, that I'm able to have the perspective that I do, the reason why I love people the way that I do. Like, this is not fake. Anybody who knows me or who's ever experienced me live, they, or anybody in my personal life, they know that I'm like this 24/7. I don't have to make this up. I don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I got to be kind to people today. Oh, I got to do this. Like, no, this is easy for me to do because I feel the love of God for me flowing through my heart, and not only for me but for other people all day long. So it's easy for me to love people. It's easy for me to dream and see the way that I do. And I just want to encourage anyone who does feel far away from their spirituality, who does feel far away from their faith, that God will never be far from you and that he will never abandon you. And regardless of what you've been through in your life or in this world, that he's going to always be there for you and think the best of you, and that he will help to empower you through whatever the situation is, or whatever your disappointments are, so that you are actually going to enjoy life more now and more in the future. And that's what he's done in my life. And so I can only speak from what the testimony is of my life and what I've experienced and what I've also seen through the thousands of people I've mentored over the years.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for answering my question. I enjoyed the interview, by the way. And
thank you.
I'll be checking out more of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Clear J. Appreciate you,
man. All right. All right, brother.
That's what's up. Shout out to getting all the love tonight. I love it. It's awesome. It is. It really is. Because you touching people, sis. Like, people got their eye on you. They're following your movement, you know. So I can't say nothing but salute to you, darling. I'm so proud of you. Like, seriously.
Thank you. Well, this really inspires me because, you know, I learned a long time ago, I try not to focus too much on whatever impact that I'm making, but I just keep my head focused in on what I'm doing and where I'm headed and just keep living for my passions. And then you look up and you see, like, wow, this is inspiring this person, or this is changing this person's life. But I do my best not to focus on that, because as we all know, things can be fickle, because one minute people could like you and the next minute they won't. And
absolutely.
I try to treat compliments and insults the same, meaning that just keep being myself regardless if everyone likes me or if they don't, because I've had both.
Absolutely. So, Shade, let me ask you this before we take another quick break. You know, being an artist, your performer, speaker, entrepreneur, radio personality, kind of like a two-part question. Which do you enjoy doing the most? And then how do you find the balance to do it all?
What do I enjoy doing the most? I think it just depends on what season I'm in. You know, I can always sing. I always love speaking or dancing. You know, I love doing all of them. I think it's hard to choose. It's like asking you, you know, that like a lot of mothers will say, I'm not a mom, by the way, for those of you who are asking. I don't have any kids, but I feel like a mom with all the kids and teens that I mentor. And so, you know, it's like you ask a parent, like, which one of your kids do you love the best? You're like,
right.
So I feel that I love all of them equally. It just depends on whatever space that I'm in creatively. And I feel like for me, the way that I find balance, and one of my mentors, Linda Lipscomb, says this, you know, she talks about how you have to see where you are in your place in your life and also what opportunities are allotted to you. So I know, like, right now, obviously, Spirit and Soul is going on until the end of March. So that means that I have to allot more of my time, you know, to doing that. And then the rest of my time throughout the day, I split it up. Like, I've been learning a lot about time management, because especially if you're like me, where you're very passionate about a lot of things, you know, you have to just be able to split that time up within the day of, okay, from this time to this time, or I know I'm going to spend this much time dancing each day. I'm going to spend this much time working on my voice. I'm going to spend this much time writing, or at least doing a little bit of it every single day. And I feel like that has helped me to balance pretty well.
Absolutely. That's definitely what's up. All right, folks, make sure y'all keep it locked. Jit Chronicles 101 exclusive interview with Sade Champagne. If y'all got any more questions, you can definitely hit us up, 323-693-3043. All you have to do is press 1. We're going to take a quick music break. The next track up is Life Jenny with Pretty Is, live on Ground Hard Radio. Let's get it.
Every Tuesday and Thursday,
11 to 1.
You already know where it's at.
We right here, dog.
Right here. On Ground Hard Radio.
Gonna die, nigga.
Young Nye, Jit Chronicles, Kata Mafioso, Jess KP, King Diz, Act Like You Know, season after season we go hard,
we go win, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wanna rap? Hit that line up.
That's 323 693 3043.
What is that now?
323 693 3043. Get at the squad. Gonna die, baby.
Gonna die.
Sade, I got an auntie that she loves Life Jenny. She obsessed with it. You know, so
really?
She's going to appreciate this episode.
I love his music. His voice is so beautiful.
He's a good artist. Definitely a solid artist. All right.
Yeah.
Strict Chronicles, a.k.a. the Black Larry King. I'm in the building with Miss Sade Champagne. Sade, is there any place or websites the folks can go and check you out, because they want to work with you, connect with you, all that good stuff. Get your social media posts out there.
Yes. First, I have to say, I love that you called yourself the Black Larry King. I totally just tweeted about you during the interview saying how great of an interview and host you are. And so that I know that you're going to be traveling the world one day, living your dreams, and people will be hearing you worldwide, too.
Thank you so much, sis. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, so you can follow me at Twitter, at Sade Champagne. My name is spelled S-A-D-E, and then Champagne like the drink. And then Facebook, I have my regular profile, Sade Champagne Washington, and then my page, Sade Champagne. I believe my regular profile is maxed out, but you can still follow it. And if I, whenever I get room on there, I always will make, you know, space for other people who want to add me up. And then also on Instagram, I am Sade Champagne. And I'm working on my official website too. And if you want to work with me on any type of projects or book me for anything or my team for anything, just email me at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. And my YouTube too is Sade Champagne.
Definitely. Make sure y'all check her out, folks. Sis, when it's all said and done, and I love to borrow this question from Virginia Supernova Slim. When it's all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want to be known for someone who always brought encouragement to people and, you know, who had great perseverance and determination and full of love. I feel like that's what I would want to be known for.
Absolutely. Definitely very encouraging. All right, sis, my final question of the night to you is, do you have any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
Yeah, well, I want to send out some words of encouragement to everyone. I know with this new year, we can feel a lot of pressure on ourselves to have all these resolutions and to get everything together, but I want to remind you that you don't have to have it all together. You don't have to be in a certain position in order to be a blessing to someone, in order to make a difference in this world. And that no matter what challenge that you are facing today, there is nothing greater than the human spirit. There's nothing greater than what God has already put within you and the destiny that you have in Him. And so even if you feel like you're struggling with something or you've been through all these things, I have not had an easy life. You know, I've been through a lot of different challenges, and if you look according to statistics, I shouldn't be who I am and where I am today. But there's two words, but God. He has the final say-so. And for every single person, He's all destined, every single one of us, for greatness, regardless of what your circumstances look like. I want to be an example and encouragement to you that I'm telling you, it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what challenge you're facing today. You have that dream that's within your heart. You want to be able to make an impact in the world. You want to be able to support your family, whatever it may be, that it's not impossible and you're not too far. Our whole history is full of people who have done great things with very little. And so I just want to encourage you to just keep going and to know that you're not alone and you're not forgotten. And like I said, I just want to shout out Jit Chronicles. Thank you so much for having me. You've been a wonderful support. Like I told you,
always.
The time comes to hire you to work with me, not for me, because no one will ever work for me. They will only work with me. And then you can just, like, do what you love full time, and I'll pay you three times whatever you're making now.
I know, that's right. I'm ready. When do I sign?
And shout out to my cast as well from Sade Champagne Show, and also to, and shout out to everyone who's been supporting me. There's so many people who supported me when all I had was a dream or dreams and a big heart to help people. And so I just want to thank every single person. And I had so much fun with you tonight. This inspired and encouraged me just as much as I hope it encouraged you. So I feel my heart's really full and I'm thankful.
Yes, absolutely, sis. And, you know, I see nothing but good things coming for you. And all I got to do is just say, keep doing what you do, darling, you know, because you do it very well. I thoroughly enjoyed this interview tonight. And, Sade, I wanted to ask you, could we end the show with a little prayer tonight from you?
Oh, I would love to. Love to. All right. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity tonight. I've had such a blast. It's been a great opportunity and a reminder of just how much every single person's lives matter and how much you care about us. I just want to pray for every single person who's listening and the people who will be listening in the days, the months, and the years to come. I speak encouragement over every person's heart. For anyone that's been experiencing discouragement and depression and just so much anxiety and fear, I thank you that you are removing that and you're replacing it with your peace, with your hope, with your life. Thank you that you're giving everyone new dreams and visions for the ones they feel that have died. Thank you that you're resurrecting their dreams and their hearts. Thank you that you're opening doors of financial provision for everyone. Thank you that you're opening doors that we were even surprised, like, how could this be open again? How could this amazing thing happen for me? And you say, because I'm God and because I love you and I care for you and I want the best for you. And thank you that you're restoring relationships and families and that you're just bringing everyone together this year. I know that in our culture and our society it looks hopeless, but I thank you that you're the God of hope And at these times specifically, we've seen throughout history where people were able to come together and we were able to see an impact, a wonderful impact being made. And so I just thank you for this night, and thank you that everyone's going to have amazing sleep and wonderful dreams and just an amazing year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Sade, once again, darling, we appreciate you tonight coming through for this special episode of Ground Hard Radio. If you want to know more about Miss Sade Champagne, you can go to groundhardradio.com and click the Sade Champagne Show link. Thanks for calling tonight. Thanks to the audience. We love you. Good night and God bless. Thank you, Sade.
Thank you.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio. Take off.